From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of that psalm is the Word of God. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled Faith Sees the Bow. The text is Genesis chapter 9 and verse 14. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Just now clouds are plentiful enough, but we are not afraid that the world will be destroyed by a deluge. We see the rainbow often enough to prevent our having any such fears. The covenant which the Lord made with Noah stands fast, and we have no doubts about it. Why then should we think that the clouds of trouble, which now darken our sky, will end in our destruction? Let us dismiss such groundless and dishonoring fears. Faith always sees the bow of covenant promise whenever sense sees the clouds of affliction. God has a bow with which he might shoot out his arrows of destruction. But see, it is turned upward. It is a bow without an arrow or a string. It is a bow of many colors, expressing joy and delight, and not a bow blood red with slaughter or black with anger. Let us be of good courage. Never does God so darken our sky as to leave his covenant without a witness. And even if he did, we would trust him, since he cannot change or lie or in any other way fail to keep his covenant of peace. Until the waters go over the earth again, we shall have no reason for doubting our God.
My life
in his
as he guides me, as I seek to please him day by day.
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study.
Thank you.
Today, Dr. Cairns continues the sixth in a series of studies on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the entire series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The present message focuses on verse 14, where the psalmist says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. The emphasis in this portion of the study is living in the joy of biblical holiness. The testimonies referred to by the psalmist are simply the Ten Commandments. In other words, to live a holy life, we must live in obedience to what the Lord has commanded. This is the essence of biblical holiness. Some Christians argue that they really don't know how to live holy lives. And yet God's Word is perfectly clear about this. There's really no reason to be ignorant of what God expects. As we'll see, biblical holiness focuses upon the believer's destination rather than upon his present circumstances. Furthermore, holiness is biblical worship and biblical work. Every thought, choice, and action of the believer should be for God. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
You know, when you take the witness of heaven as the guiding light through life, it makes right and wrong a whole lot plainer. You see, the Bible is a plain man's guide. You can take the Bible. I'm not for one moment insinuating that there are not difficult and deep but mysterious things in Scripture. Certainly there are, because the Bible is dealing with the most profound subjects that the human mind can possibly grapple with. But what I'm saying to you is, when it comes to the things concerning life and death and eternity, the Bible is absolutely plain. There's no difficulty in understanding how God wants us to live. No difficulty in that. Or there's difficulty in submitting to what God says about how we should live. We've all found that difficulty. And we cloud that and we cover it up and we cloak it under a lot of hypocritical argumentation as if it were difficult to know what to do. In most cases, Christians know how to live. And even if there are decisions that in themselves are difficult to come by, yet the basic principles that govern all decisions are not difficult to understand. You'll see this pathway is actually going someplace, and that means that holiness is living with a focus on the destination. You see, unholiness is focused on the moment. Holiness is focused on the destination. Sin would get us trapped in the moment, how we feel, the release of pressure, the fulfillment of desire, whatever. Sin will focus on that moment and shut out all the consequences. Now, I'm sure there's not a person here who has not been in that very position, where the devil has come and sin has come, and you have been trapped in that moment, and you're so absorbed with the desire of that moment, with the thought of that moment, with the activity of that moment, that you forget everything else. You forget its consequences. It may hurt you. It may hurt your family. It may hurt your business. It may hurt your testimony. It may hurt your soul. But all those things are shut out. That's what the devil does. That's what sin does. Get you focused on the pinpoint of the moment. Whereas holiness always, always focuses on the destination. You see, life is leading someplace. Whether you or I stop to think of it or not, every action we take is a step along the pathway that is leading to a destination. The last thing in the world the devil wants people to do is lift their eyes and see where they're going. See where this is leading me. It's the last thing he wants. But true and biblical holiness will always lift up the gaze and see, where is this pathway leading? Now, for the Christian, according to the Savior in Matthew chapter 7, it's leading unto life. That's why Paul could say in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are past, the things that are behind. Stop there. For many people, that's very difficult. Letting go of the past. You may be sitting here this morning. Your life is cursed with your own past failure. Even as a Christian, your own past sin. You can't forget it. Or perhaps your life is suffering from somebody else's past sin and you won't let it go. You're like a dog with a bone and you're going to gnaw at it and gnaw at it and gnaw at it until it eats you up. Paul says, listen, get your eye on the destination. You see, as long as you're holding on to the past, you're refusing to get your focus on the destination. You're wrapped up in your feeling of this moment, in the perverse comfort even that bitterness can bring to your heart. There is a perverse comfort in the misery of bitterness. I'm not going to go in to try and explain that. But I have no doubt you've experienced it. You get a perverse delight out of expressing bitterness and causing hurt. I won't let go of the past, my past or their past. Paul says, forgetting the things which are behind. How do you do that? Reaching forth to the things which are before. There's a glorious future for the people of God. A glorious future here and now in this world. A glorious future beyond this world. And Paul says, get your eyes on what God is setting out before you in Christ. And he says, doing that, I press. There's the idea of energy and urgency in that. I press. No matter what the opposition, no matter what the temptation to give up, I am pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's holiness, living with the focus on the destination. So, to summarize, what is the essence of biblical holiness? It's a way of life that's oriented toward God. That's basically what it is. Whatever we do is according to God. That's a good description, by the way, of the word godly. It is according to God. When our English version speaks about godly sorrow, it is sorrow according to God. A sorrow that corresponds with our view of God. What is holiness? Is a way of life that corresponds with our view of God. Holiness is a life oriented toward God. So it's a biblical walk with God. Remember it was said, Enoch walked with God. Now Enoch lived in tough times. Then think of Noah. Noah, we are told, walked with God. I have to say that Noah is a man who stands out in Scripture as having one of the most glorious testimonies any human being has ever had. He was the only father in the world. And the certain scholars are right, and I believe they are. You're talking of a world of a population of over 1 billion people. He was the only father in the world who walked with God, but he did. His was the only home that was constructed according to God, but that's how it was constructed. When the whole tide of public opinion was anti-God and anti-truth, and it was selfish and sensual and sinful, when all the wickedness that we are seeing today and that we lament today, all the vileness and the filthiness that we are told is going to come about in the last days, when all that was flooding the earth, because remember, the days before the coming of Christ are, according to the Savior, as it was in the days of Noah. This was a man who was living in the midst of an ocean of filth, and he was pure. Why? He walked with God. Oh, how good we are at making excuses for ourselves. It was easy for our forefathers to be holier than we are. They didn't have the temptations. How often have you heard it? Young people today have so many temptations. They have so many. Rubbish! Sure, there is an accessibility that there wasn't before. But the lust of the flesh was always the lust of the flesh. And Satan was always Satan, and he always made sin available. Holiness was never the way of the world. And I'm saying this, and I'm saying it to me as much as to you. If Noah could walk with God in the day in which he did, then there is no excuse except our own wicked carnality why we do not walk with God. No excuse whatsoever. Holiness is a biblical walk with God, walking with Him according to His Word. Of course, you can't walk with God if you want to walk with the world. You can't walk with God on the one arm and the devil on the other. Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You can't walk with God and be in agreement with the devil. There we come to the real reason why so many people are not walking with God, because they're choosing their company, and their company is altogether different. Holiness is a biblical walk. It also is a biblical worship. You see, if you're walking according to God's witness, then you will see immediately that the Word of God is informing how you think and how you act. In other words, everything in life is immediately connected with what God is and with what God says. This is what gives the fear of God. I've often said from this pulpit that scripturally the fear of God and the worship of God are really one and the same thing. To fear Him is to worship Him. To walk with Him is to worship Him. Walking in biblical worship. And of course, holiness is a biblical work for God. You see, and this is the big thing that really I think we've got to get. Holiness refuses this and chooses this. Why? For God's sake. For God's glory. To fulfill God's purpose. Biblical holiness works not out of flesh, not out of guilt. Biblical holiness works for God. What is pleasing to the Master? What is glorifying to the Redeemer? What is going to present the name of my God most effectively before heaven, earth, and hell? Then that is the thing I want to do. That is the essence of biblical holiness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.